Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your precious word and encouragement this morning again by your Spirit, Father God. Thank you. Thank you that you redeemed us. You paid for us with the precious blood of Jesus so that we can be restored, redeemed to have the blessings of Abraham. Thank you, Lord, as we think of the blessings of Abraham, we think of someone that didn't know you, but you met them. And thank you, Lord, you met us like a bright light. You knocked us off our horses, off our past, off our thinking, off our being caught up in the wrong. And you brought us into your kingdom. You redeemed us to know you and walk with you like Abraham received a new name so that we could be everything you made us to be. The days ordained for us have been written while there were yet none. And then we could, by your Spirit now, just partake of this wonderful journey like Abram that walked with you, represented you with your fragrance on this earth, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful love that has come. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. We're going on in Galatians 3 from 11 to 14. He says, no one is made righteous by the law as far as God is concerned. It is clear. The righteous one will live on the basis of faith. Amen. The Lord just showed the goodness of God, how he is. And yes, it showed that. So when a person under the law would then want to go and try be that, he finds he can't because there's a power stronger than him that has taken hold of him. So sin is not just the wrong deeds. It's a power. The Spirit would work in sons of disobedience. And that's why, yeah, we need that Spirit taken away, and then we need to receive God's Spirit that knows the very thoughts of God, what no eye has seen or ears heard, what God has prepared for us, so that we can then start to receive the Spirit. And then the Bible also says, when you're born again, you're born again of the Spirit. So you need to be born again of the Spirit, and then you're born into the kingdom, and then you partake of the blessings of Abraham, which is the blessings of God in Christ Jesus. From before the foundation of the earth, he had a wonderful plan for you, and that's what you walk in. So beautiful. Now being born again, we need to just stay in tune with the Spirit, is staying in tune with the Lord, because the Spirit has been given to us so as to know the thoughts of God. And knowing the thoughts of God is that which has been authorized by Jesus and perfected by Jesus. So you've got this two pictures of how it's actually operating this world now. And I'm thinking about in 1 John 5. You've got those that are caught up with the world, caught up with the sons of disobedience, caught up with the spirit of disobedience, that he says the whole world is caught in the deception of the evil one that comes to life, steal, kill, and destroy. But praise God, you are not. Amen. Jesus has come to give life and life in abundance. So that's where you are in. And he says, yeah, back to 1 John 5, the whole world is caught up in the evil, but you he's protecting. And then it goes on, why? Why is he protecting you? Because the Son of God has come and he's given you understanding to know him who is true. And you are in him who is true. This is the God quality of life. So there you see the difference. You're born again of the Spirit, listening to the Lord and experiencing the wonderful plan of God, or you've been caught up in the world. Another picture in the Old Testament is Malachi chapter 4. You've either been burnt up, coming to your knees because the works of the evil one has been dealt with, and you're in that, and you've been burnt, and you're coming to your knees. And that's where we also came to. Or the Son of Righteousness has rose with healing in his wings, and you are going out and you are overcoming and setting the captives free. There's the two pictures. Then the two pictures can be seen as well in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, where it says you are not of the night, but you are of the day. Amen. So the day has arisen for you. You are now walking with the Lord, or you are still caught up in deception, and deception is then caught up in the lie, and you're getting robbed, or you're partaking of salvation. So you've got there the picture of you are not of the night, but of the day. and therefore the fullness of this day won't come like a thief in the night to you, because it's already come to you now. You are in tune with the Lord, and you are partaking of salvation. And so you're putting on the garments of righteousness. You're putting on the armor. See the two pictures there again? Let me give you a third picture. Third picture is that you have come to the heavenly Jerusalem. You've come to the kingdom. Anyone that is not born again of the Spirit is not in the kingdom. He's still being tossed around by the evil one. But there you're in the kingdom. And now the Lord is leading you. The Lord is your shepherd. You're in the kingdom. You've come to the heavenly Jerusalem. You've come to the kingdom. You've come to Jesus. You come to the Father. You come to the angels. And you come to the Lord that is now leading you glory to glory. So you're staying in step with the Spirit. You're staying in step with God's plan, His light, His goodness. So there we go. Amen. Three pictures of the being deceived by the evil one or being enlightened by the Holy One. Amen. Walking in darkness or walking in the light. Walking in the spirit of this world or being led by the Spirit of the Almighty. Amen. Be blessed, guys, because everything has been done so you can receive the promise of the Spirit and then by faith move into the beauty and the wonderful plan and love of God. In Jesus' name, amen.